Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, a Kardashian nuptials, SNL departures, Harry's new album, and a win for women's soccer. In celebrity news, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker were married last weekend in Portofino, Italy. The couple got legally hitched earlier this month at a California courthouse, but their extensive families were present for the lavish Italian wedding. The celebrity duo wore coordinated Dolce & Gabbana ensembles for the ceremony. Speaking of Kardashian-adjacent men, in TV news, Pete Davidson will reportedly leave Saturday Night Live at the end of this season. Davidson has been a cast member on the show for 8 seasons, playing the token young person in sketches and Weekend Update segments. He will be joined in his departure by 3 other SNL fixtures, Kyle Mooney, A.D. Bryant, and Kate McKinnon. The show has not yet announced who will be replacing the 4 comedians. In music news, Harry Styles dropped a new album titled Harry's House on Friday. His 3rd solo album since the star's departure from One Direction, Harry's House exudes the homey, eclectic, and everyday, a turn from his more pop-style hits like Watermelon Sugar. And in sports, the U.S. women's national soccer team has won equal pay. After years of fighting, the women's team will be paid the same as the men's team, according to the U.S. Soccer Federation. The decision will also include identical compensation in all competitions and commercial revenues. Megan Rapinoe, a soccer star and lead organizer of the demand for equal pay, called the decision, quote, massive, monumental, and surreal. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Jordan Mangie.